Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. As average temperatures go up around the globe, we're all experiencing more extreme heat, especially in major cities, where lots of cement and not a lot of trees absorb heat and make things even hotter. Today, we're looking into how the U.S.'s biggest city, New York, is finding ways to keep its residents cool. Emma Mejia and Isha Tucker from our Possibly team have the details.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So how is New York dealing with extreme heat?
That's a great question. New York City has spent a lot of time working on ways to deal with the effects of climate change and extreme heat.
We have been planning for climate mitigation and adaptation for many, many years. So there's been a whole host of initiatives.
That's Dr. Ashvin Vasan, a physician and the former commissioner of the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene.
Dr. Vasan says that extreme heat kills hundreds of New Yorkers a year.
We treat that in public health as entirely preventable, and so we put forth a multi-pronged strategy to try to prevent as many of those deaths as possible.
What kind of steps has the city been taking?
One of the most important steps is making sure people have access to air conditioning.
Air conditioning, especially in light of a warming planet and a warming city, warming urban environments, is a necessity.
To help with this issue, in 2020, the city installed air conditioners in public housing units. New York City also offers a cooling assistance program to help low-income New Yorkers cover the cost of buying an air conditioner.
The city also has programs that help people afford to keep on the AC when they need it.
What we are working on are things like our home energy assistance program with the state of New York. We have reduced energy bills by millions of dollars for low-income families so that they can then afford to turn on that AC.
The city has also been brainstorming ways to encourage landlords to keep it cooler indoors.
How would the city do that?
Well, last year, City Council proposed a bill that would establish a maximum temperature policy for New York City buildings in the summer.
This bill would require landlords to provide cooling systems that keep units 78 degrees or cooler when the temperature is above 82 degrees outside.
What else is New York City doing to keep people cool?
They're also expanding access to cooling centers in places like local libraries, senior centers, and community centers.
Private businesses can also opt into the cooling program, so that means they can offer their coffee shop, museum, or store as an option.
It's not just about government sites. It's about what's the whole of city approach to ensuring that no one has to suffer the effects of extreme heat unnecessarily.
And remember, not all cooling options are indoors.
In 2024, the city announced a plan to invest over $1 billion into pool infrastructure and swim lessons to help residents have more places to cool down.
Cooling off in a public pool nearby is a great way to address extreme heat as well.
But how does the city decide where to focus these cooling efforts?
Good question. The city uses a heat vulnerability index, or HVI, to identify those who are the most susceptible to the effects of extreme heat.
So your heat vulnerability index is a map of extreme heat and heat patterns across the city, mapped over social and economic metrics like poverty, inequality, and access to healthcare.
The city is trying to map those cooling options and cooling centers to the communities that need them the most.
Got it. Thanks, Isha and Emma. That's it for today. You can find more information or ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet at askpossibly.org. You can also subscribe to Possibly wherever you get your podcasts or follow us on social media at Ask Possibly. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Public's Radio.